Good evening. Welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm Jill Spears, your host, and I'm here with my favorite worms. Hello, Lance and Lulu.
Good Hello evening. Out there.
Hi, everybody.
Great to have you with us tonight. And remember, we are live, and you can call in and talk, chat, ask questions. Tell us we're full of
stump the chumps.
970-527-4868-866 KVNF now. The email is worm@kvnf.org. And a little chill in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, this morning. Yeah. Woo! Did that feel good?
Yes.
Yes. Fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, well, I had a light frost.
You did at your place.
Yes. Wow. And it actually burned some of the squash vines, which are leaves, not the vines, the leaves. And when I went to pick lettuce for my salad, it was frozen. So I didn't pick lettuce. You know, it was fine. Uh-huh. But it just had a light frost.
It just needed to warm up a little bit,
yeah.
Or it wasn't?
Yeah, it was perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But the spinach right next to it wasn't frozen, but the lettuce was.
And is spinach more hardy? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to cover anything? I think tonight's another cool night.
Yeah, last night I covered just the basil. I have I've mentioned in the past, I have a patch of basil for seed, and I want it to mature as much as possible in the ground there. And then I also covered my late planting of basil.
Oh, right.
You know, because basil, once it gets really cold, it starts to lose it. It can get bitter, and yeah, it definitely loses its flavor. So it's better to keep it off the...
It loses its enthusiasm for life. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, you've got a lot of basil in your garden.
Yeah, but it's mostly in pesto now. And what's
You're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's left in the pot is just going to be what I use for dried basil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put in a spice jar.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
lots of other stuff, drying and freezing,
God,
and
crazy.
Kind of the order of the day once you get it out of the ground.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got the peaches done, got the peaches off the tree, and most of them just went straight into a baggie with honey and lime. Frozen.
Yummy.
Into frozen.
You leave the skin on
no,
that?
No, I peeled them. And the skin on these peaches is so easy to get off, it's crazy not to.
Okay. Yeah.
Really, really easy. It just comes off in a big piece. And then you have all these nice little pieces, and you put them in the bag with the honey and lime, 4 cups to each bag. And then when you want to do a pie, you just open a bag and throw it in the crust.
Wow.
Done.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a cobbler or whatever. You know,
right.
It just is easy peasy.
You were mentioning, Lulu, that you pretty much eat everything in a given year that you put up. So you've kind of got that piece figured out, which is a big piece, I think.
Well, you know, I give it away, and then I give away a lot over the winter because I'm over in the other valley skiing. So I, you know, bring things to the table and stuff, and we eat and then this time of year, I have one bag of sorrel soup left, and that's going to be easy to knock off, and one bag of yellow squash soup left.
From last year.
Yeah, and a couple of bags of collards, but that doesn't count because I have a gazillion collards. we're going to eat some tonight, and, you know.
It's always collards on the menu.
God, I love collards, I just love them.
Well, I did something. I had so many of those melons that I actually cut those off the rind and froze those.
Oh, so you did you just stick those in a bag? Was that your technique?
Yeah, I froze them on the big cookie sheets.
Uh-huh.
And then I took that, because if you put them in a bag and freeze them, they're one
terrible.
Solid piece.
Yeah, right.
So you freeze them separately and then put them in
a
bag.
Lay them in the bags.
But and that little gem melon was fabulous.
Oh, great, thanks.
Yeah, it was really
those
good.
Those are spectacular. And that's a funny thing, because you weren't having any fruit. It was one of those oddities for the summer. And then all of a sudden, they
set fruit, and,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And you even had to freeze some. That's how much you had. I mean.
You never know. But it was a strange summer. And I looked in my records and confirmed that the grapes came off the vines much later last year. The peaches came earlier, that, you know, it just was...
Everything a little bit off.
Everything was a little bit off, mm-hmm. yeah. But the pears and the peaches and the grapes are done, and now the plums, now I'm waiting on the plums.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm still picking raspberries.
Yeah.
Still, boy, that's been a producer for you this year.
It's an incredible crop. It started early.
Yeah.
And so it's petering out, because I have picked raspberries October 24th. But that was a different year.
Yeah.
This year, it started early, and it's just the new stuff on the edges.
And so what is that variety again called that you use?
That's Autumn Bliss, and it's a Prima Cane.
The Prima Canes, yeah. And those are the ones you cut all the way to the bottom.
All the way to the ground, right?
Yeah.
As soon as they get a frost on them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take all those canes, and I'll run them through the chipper shredder and in the compost.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, you don't really have to think about that one. Lulu, hack and whack. I mean, just cut it down to the ground and then
I'm terrible. I just whack everything and hope for the best. But the elderberry is the one that's blowing me away this year. I mean, I can't even get at the filter to clean the filter for the irrigation system. I mean, I can, but it's like, you know, we are on my way. It's in the jungle, you know. It's just way back in there.
Uh-huh. Crawling
cool.
along.
Yeah, swear to God. I was harvesting little tomatoes, and I had to crawl under. Oh, God, it's just fabulous.
That is pretty darn fun.
It's pretty dang fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal.
The morning glories are still going, and they're still beautiful, and it just is amazing. Do we have a call?
I think that we do. I can't see who it is, but hello, caller. How are you tonight?
Maybe we don't.
Well, I'm looking at Jeff. We're kind of trying to figure
hello.
That out. Oh, there we are.
Yay.
Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good. Who is this?
Excellent. This is Phil over in Corey. Want to thank you again so much. Love the As the Worm Turns.
Great, Phil. Good to hear from you tonight. What's going on?
Well, I had one question. Well, I actually had two questions. One is, I've got some aubergine eggplant. Well, some of them are turning brown on the vine, and the others look fantastic, and I'm wondering what's going on there.
Sunburn.
Oh.
Something.
No.
Sunburn.
Sunburn.
Oh, yeah. Sunburn.
Shade them.
Yeah, do you think that's what it is, for sure?
It could be.
Where it's turning brown, is it all over the fruit, or is it just on one side, or?
It's very, very uniform. Sunburn would make sense. They do get the morning sun, and I recently pulled a big old tomato that was in front of them that was shading them, so that would make some good sense.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll
and
do
then,
it.
And I suppose, is the fruit still okay to eat, or is it going to taste terrible?
Try it.
Try it. See
try
what
it
happens.
And
try
see.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, try it.
When in doubt,
just try it. Because, you know, because if we say, oh, no, it's going to be awful, then that plant's going to make a liar out of us.
Yeah.
You know.
We don't want to do that because you often tell the truth and then some.
Yeah.
And then my follow-up is, I've got tomatillos that are as tall as I am, and I'm about 6 foot tall, and they're just laden with blossoms, and I was wondering how to oomph them to produce, you know, heartier fruit before we get the next bite.
Yeah.
Because I know my cucumbers got bit last night.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if there are any tricks that y'all know of.
Well, I'm still using manure tea.
You are?
Okay.
Feeding them.
I'd feed them one more time. Get those small flowers, blossoms to...
Right, see if they'll do something.
Yeah.
Then do you already have some fruit set?
Oh, just it's hundreds, if not thousands, of fruit set.
Yeah.
Well, you might just cut them back to just trim. Everything that's flowering now probably isn't going to have time to produce a fruit. So
and get rid of the sugar leaves
and the tips.
And the tips and the growing ends, you know, and then that'll push a little more energy into what's still there.
Mm-hmm. And another
thing, I back off any watering or anything like that? I mean, they get watered like every fourth day.
You want them to grow.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying
to
do.
Want them to grow.
Yeah, you don't want to stress them out in any way. Just,
you know, if your tomatoes are still green, you stop watering them. But you're starting to, you're still wanting these guys to get big and stuff. Another thing you can do if you have it is spray kelp. Any type of foliar. Yeah, spray a foliar spray on the leaves, and that will help the plant through the stress.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
And you spray in the cool part of the day. It has to be 65 or cooler.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Huh. Here we are.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, it's time to go. So, do your best and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Say love you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Love, as the worm turns.
Phil.
All right.
Hope
thanks.
To hear you through the winter.
Yeah.
Nice. We will be here. Thank you, Phil.
Right, bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Phil. Bye.
Phil up in Corey.
Corey. Yeah. That's
good listeners
cool.
and appreciate his call.
There's so many great listeners out there.
I know, and all over the region.
Somebody says, oh, hey, you know, because they recognize our voices.
Yes.
That's the cool part, right? Because we can come in here just dirty and disheveled, and
right.
my hair is a wreck, you know.
And thank goodness it's radio.
And it's radio.
970-527-4868. 866 KVNF now, worm@kvnf.org.
Give us a call.
Yeah. We are into the fall cleanup, though, like you
said. Yeah, oh, God. Mm-hmm. And seeding, right? So I've been out collecting seeds, and that was my thing today. I was going after my, lamb's quarter.
Okay.
In that one bed where I really want to improve things in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just become a shambles.
So you were pulling out
lamb's quarter.
Lamb's quarter, yeah. I'm getting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, this spring, I'm going to actually seed a spot for my lamb's quarter instead of letting it go everywhere wherever it happens to come out. Yeah, but the problem is that dang elderberry is just taking over the whole garden. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, so that's a good learning thing. If you have a small space, elderberries are out.
Yeah, no, well. Mm, mm. Well, they weren't out for, 15 years. They've been very well
but
behaved.
Really, yeah, but not now.
This year is kind of crazy on the fruit.
Yeah, they went cuckoo this year.
Mm-hmm. Really hanging down with all that weight.
Yeah, and this morning when I went to go into the little barn in the back, something had been in there last night and broke branches off and stuff. And
critters.
Some critter got in there.
The birds are loving it when you're talking about seed, though.
I have that was a funny thing. Well, two things I've done. I harvested most of the sorghum, which is a grain, grain sorghum, also called greater millet. And so I'll just leave the rest of that, those little ones. They weren't ripe anyways.
Well, millet is what's in the bird seed.
Yeah,
that
but this
you
is
buy.
A
there's a lot
this
of
is a white. This is a large white ball bearing.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, eighth of an inch or so. And I'll bring you some.
Yeah, and that's when you buy a bag of bird seed, isn't that what's in it? Millet usually?
Mm-hmm. There's millet in it, but it's not.
It's not the same kind.
No. Okay. But anyways, right next to where I have that sorghum is the trellis and the peas that are growing. And the blue jays hang on the trellis of the peas and hang upside down and eat the sorghum.
Cool. Bird acrobatics.
Yeah, right. It's really pretty funny. And the other thing I've done is taken the big sunflowers. I've chopped all those down and stuff, but I've taken the seed heads and left stems on them and hung them on my slab wood fence. And
oh, so they're having a field.
Oh, yeah. Your yard just must be full of bird action.
So the jays are just having a grand time.
Yeah. You know what else was the committee was in the backyard the
Were
other
they?
Day.
Were they?
Oh, God. The magpies. It was great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That whole jay family just seems to be
family.
All over the place
really
right now.
Yeah, they're really going to town mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it is.
I had another little thing happen once. I eat the melons, and they go into this, the rinds go into the compost.
Right.
And we've talked about those wasps, those sugar wasps.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
They love that. And I'm sitting there watching them, and it's just like a cattle or sheep just chowing down on the rind.
Right. They just go, nyong, nyong, nyong.
Yeah. You know, and their whole body's moving. Leave them alone. But,
leave them alone for
sure. I'm going to shout out to my neighbor Cindy for helping me with a big old wasp nest.
Okay.
It was
quite the adventure. So thank you, girl. I appreciate it.
That can be a trial right there. That's for sure.
Let's check in with Susan from Montrose. Hi, Susan. How are you tonight?
Hello.
There she is.
There you
Hi,
are.
Susan.
Oh, okay. Hi. I had two questions.
Go ahead.
And my mind just went blank on what kind of squash I was going to ask about. It's a winter squash, and the foliage is all dying back. I can't remember. It's just a long, skinny, yellow squash with green stripes.
Delicatas.
Yeah, it's
delicatas. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's it.
Should I go ahead and bring those in or just leave them out there on the dying branches?
Okay. Well, look at the plant. And on the underside, it will have some orange color to it. Not the whole thing. It's yellow and green. But if it has some orange on it, it's ripe. If it doesn't have that orange on it, just tinged here and there. It's not the whole thing.
Okay.
Otherwise, just leave it out there, and it's still getting juice from the vine itself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And my second question is I have a pot of shishito peppers, mm-hmm. and the foliage is all turned yellow, but it's still putting peppers out. What's causing the foliage to kind of yellow up and
fall
off?
Yeah, fall.
It's fall. We're
Today
is the solstice.
Okay.
Yeah, my Jimmy Nadellos most of the leaves are still pretty green, but definitely some yellowing going on.
Now, how big is the pot that it's in?
It's probably larger than a 12-inch.
So it's a 2-gallon, say?
Probably 2 gallons.
Two gallons. You know, maybe a little bit larger and stuff. The other thing that's happening is you got cool nights and you have hot days, and that pot's, the roots are getting hot and then cold.
You know? Uh-huh.
And that's it's a little bit of stress. I don't really know the whole story there, but it's just another thing to look at.
So they don't need to be fed or anything because of that yellowing.
Oh, probably not at this stage.
No.
Yeah,
right.
They're peppers. I mean, they're not particularly frost hardy, so they're, you know, getting ready to bale.
Yeah, so I would just keep them moist
and
pick off any of the other flowers so that the fruit that's there will ripen.
Oh, it's full of buds.
Yeah, well, they're not going to make it, so.
Right, they're not. The buds aren't going to make it, so they're just pulling more energy off the plant that's not going to be productive. So you might as well. Get them out of there.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening, and I sure like your show.
Thanks so much, Susan.
Yeah, all right.
Enjoy your squash and peppers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's fall, you guys. Today is the solstice, I think, isn't it?
This is the 21st. Today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly
when the sun does
its thing, but,
right.
You know, here we are.
Yep.
And first harvest moon, full moon.
I love it. Oh, the moon's been gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell that it's gone the other way because right on this day or about this time, both spring equinox and the fall equinox, the sun comes in my east windows at a different angle.
Right. Because, you know, that, I love that stuff. You know,
I do too. Yeah. You know what else? I think the hummingbirds have finally bailed.
I think you're right about
that. They were here. I had one or two in the garden over the weekend, and I left the feeder out. They weren't even really interested in the feeder much. But then yesterday and today, I haven't seen one at all. So.
Yeah, haven't been hearing them.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a couple callers on the line, so we're going to check in with MJ in Hotchkiss. Good evening, MJ.
Hello.
Hello, MJ.
Hello.
There you are.
Hi.
Good evening. Yeah. How are you tonight?
I got a couple questions. One is about goat heads. How can you control those little suckers? And once you pull them up, the seeds still are falling all over the place. And how do you get those up?
You don't.
Yeah. You don't.
It's going to take you a few years.
Yeah.
So, is it in the gravel or is it in just?
Yeah, in the gravel.
Yeah, it'll take you. I'm sorry to say, it took me 5 years at somebody's house every week of hoeing out the seedlings.
Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah, my neighbor has the same problem going on. And if you can burn the plants out before with one of those flamethrower burner things, if it's safe to do in your situation, that's one of your best bets. Because if you're just pulling them, you're right. You're just leaving the seeds, and it's, you know, they're going to be happy campers next year.
Yeah. So the other thing you can do, and they have a, we mentioned spraying agricultural vinegar.
Agricultural vinegar.
That'll
vinegar.
Burn it.
And
you do it as a, when it's a seedling. You start in the spring, and every time it rains, you go out there again because they're going to be more germinate. And they only germinate when it's hot. It's not March. It's going to be May and June. And then the other thing, there is another one. Well, that's a it's more agricultural, but it's a different thing. It's called suppress, and it's two different types of acids, and it's rated organic, and you can spray that too. But anyways, agricultural vinegar is easy to get, and Earth Friendly Farm has a 50-gallon drum sitting there.
There you go, our sponsor.
Great. Well, my other question is, what's the best way to get yarrow to spread?
Just leave it alone.
Water it.
Yeah,
right.
Water it. Just let it rip.
Yeah, and you might, if you know people that have it, you can dig up a little bit. And that's what I have done.
Do the flowers themselves have seeds in them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get mine tomorrow. I'm going to get my yarrow seeds out of the flowers.
Yeah, I think that's a big trend this year.
Okay, great.
Yarrow.
That's what I needed to know.
Good.
All right, MJ.
Thank you so much. And I listened to Bob.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, thank you.
All right. We're going to go straight to Diane here in Paonia. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What's going on?
Hi. I'm following up on some questions I asked a year ago or so, maybe more. And it's about sunflowers and hedges around my yard. And people have approached me for seeds this year. And I have two that are extraordinarily beautiful with one huge flower on top. If I save the seeds from those, how likely are they to grow like that again?
And
are they cross-pollinating and we won't know?
You won't know until you plant them. And
actually,
they're, I think, in the daisy family.
They're composite family.
Yeah. And that's insect pollinated. But you're going to get both colors. You're not just going to, and you might get some.
And you might get something new and exotic.
Yeah.
You know? So,
nice.
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you might get exactly what you had, too. You just, it's one of those, just try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you suggested, Lulu, way back when, that I look at planting lovage.
Yeah.
and I'm wondering if you have any of it. I know where you live. And I can come see it, or if there's someplace else I can see it so I can get an idea of what it's like.
Yeah, I have it, and right now it's way past it. Yeah, you can come see it. I can show
okay.
you. I can show you what it does after the fact, and after the fact, a little different. So,
yeah.
Perfect.
You'll see. And, you'll see. Come on.
Okay.
Me. Yeah.
All right. And then, lastly, you also suggested Jerusalem artichokes, which I had a handful that I got from the grocery.
Uh huh.
And I let them go and go, and they made roots and cut them up really small so every root was separate, and got a beautiful little stand of it.
Oh, great.
And I'm thinking about harvesting and seeing if I've got small ones from that, because it was rather late when I planted them. And then I want to put them all around. I have a mound around the corner. So do you have any recommendations on getting that to propagate? Would that be smart to take some of them and try to spread them around at
yeah,
this point?
Yeah. You can dig them up and
sure,
you thin them,
sure.
And you would plant them now or
okay.
after frost. Plant them after frost. You don't. They're perfectly okay in the ground. And
okay.
I'd plant one every 12 inches
okay.
or so. And you don't have to cut them up. Just plant the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw them in the ground. Used to have a
thank
lot of
you.
Them. Yeah.
All right, Diane. Got
it.
A lot going
okay.
on out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good luck on the sunflowers as well. Yeah. Girl, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I love those great big ones. Oh, man. I've seen some beauties around town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The color and what you're seeing in people's gardens. I've seen some giant pumpkins. Incredible stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Harriet has been holding for a little bit to get in on the conversation. So hello, Harriet from Crawford. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Can we hear you? Can you guys hear me?
We yes. can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're okay. loud and clear.
Okay, cool. I made a mistake. I accidentally cut a vine on my butternut squash that I thought was going to some dead stuff, and I cut off a big, beautiful, not yet ripe butternut squash. Is there any hope for it?
Well, sure.
You can, you know, if it's not, what do I say? You can take the immature winter squash and grate them, or you can make a soup out of it.
Yeah, it's totally mm-hmm. edible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you're going to have to season
it. Yeah.
You're going to have to season it to flavor. Our taste.
Okay.
To get some flavor, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll be able to do something with it.
So, but wait.
Great.
But it's a great big, already big butternut squash?
It's very big. I'm sure it's fully grown. It's just not turned. It's kind of stripy. It hasn't turned butternutty yet.
It still has a tinge of green?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Just let it sit for a while.
Yeah,
though.
Just leave it.
Okay.
Whatever you don't cut the stem off the squash.
Right.
You know where
it's got about a 5 foot or 4 foot stem left from where I accidentally cut it. So I did it a couple of days ago. I just left it sitting in the garden. So
yep.
I'll just leave it.
That's actually the best place.
The best place.
Yeah,
just
leave it there.
It. Yeah, and then when you are ready, leave it. And when I'm talking about not cutting the stem. The part that attaches the squash to the big vine,
right?
That stem, make sure that stays intact. Keep
right.
keep that going, and it'll ripen.
Yeah, it can ripen.
It'll
and,
ripen.
When the hard frost is really coming, bring it inside.
Uh-huh. Bring it inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
thanks,
let it guys.
Burn. Yep.
Thanks, Harriet. Thanks for sticking
yeah.
with us there.
Great show as usual.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, there's a lot going on with the squash.
There
yep.
is. And you do want to leave them out there as long as you can,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. They dry out. Leave them so they're dry, you know, and you can turn them over, gently turn them.
Yeah.
And whatever you do, leave their attaching stem on, the stem that attaches them to the vine.
Lots of times when I'm harvesting, I actually cut the vine. On
both,
on
sides,
both sides of the stem,
yeah,
and just
I
don't even touch the stem.
Don't even touch.
Mm,
I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do that too.
Yeah,
that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also time to harden off your perennials.
Yeah, just slightly. If you still have water, start cutting back on the water. We can't do anything about that wonderful rain. And what you want to get a little woody, a little tough, and, you know, like, and like the real example is grapevines, all those, that succulent growth from growing back, you want that to turn woody. And so you cut back on the watering.
Yeah.
All right.
Just don't do any, just leave your grapevines alone for now.
Yeah,
just,
you don't prune them.
You don't prune them. No. You just, and then in the spring, you've got to try and figure it out. And that's a nightmare.
Yeah. But that's another conversation, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we can put that one off now for another,
six
to 8 months.
Right. Right now, we're going to enjoy the cool weather and what that does for all of our fall vegetables.
Oh, brings the fruit into
flavor. Goes
flavor
sky high.
Goes sky high, yeah.
Yeah, all those fall crops, all your beets, carrots, lettuce, spinach, kale, it all just...
Here we go.
You can have sweet parsley now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. That's why you make the sun gold pesto with parsley.
Oh, okay. Now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's your strategy.
Yeah, I forgot about it. I forgot that I did that. I figured it out, and now I forgot. And then I forgot, and then somebody said to me, well, aren't you going to make your sun gold? I said, what? I made sun gold pesto. Oh.
Now I remember.
And then I went and looked in my little cookbook, and sure enough, there it was. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sun gold pesto. Here we come.
Sun and gold. Parsley. Here we go. Yep.
All right. Well, enjoy your week out there. Enjoy your week in the garden. We'll be back next Tuesday for another edition of As the Worm Turns. It's Lady J coming up with One Woman's Perspective. Thanks for listening to KVNF.
Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody. Be kind to each other.
Which you can make both slow and fast. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low and low.